game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley squared off on CNN in the final debate ahead of the Iowa caucuses. A major topic, the man who was not there, the Republican frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. DeSantis highlighted Trump's legal battles.
Donald Trump's going to lose that appeal. He's going to end up going to trial in front of a stacked left-wing D.C. jury of all Democrats. What are the odds that he's going to get through that? And that's even talking about the validity of the charges.
Closing argument set for today in the civil fraud trial in New York against Trump's businesses. The UN's International Court of Justice hearing arguments in a case filed by South Africa that accuses Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians. Israel will present its defense tomorrow. A 66-year-old man was killed and three others were hurt in an avalanche at the Palisades Tahoe Ski Resort in California. This is ABC News. Some major changes on football sidelines.
Was that a good game or what?
One of the greatest college football coaches of all time, Alabama's Nick Saban, is retiring after 17 seasons in charge. He won a total of 7 national championships, 6 with the Crimson Tide. Also out, Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll. He's stepping away from coaching duties after 14 years. He's one of the few coaches to win both a Super Bowl and a college football national championship. New federal money's on the way to make it easier to charge electric vehicles.
The Transportation Department is awarding $623 million to states to build charging stations and other new infrastructure to support electric vehicles. Officials say much of the focus will be on building chargers in rural and lower-income communities, including local libraries. White House officials tell reporters that since President Biden took office 3 years ago, the number of electric vehicle models available to consumers has doubled. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Jahnke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Jahnke on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of conservatives in Racine County are launching a recall campaign against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Matthew Snorick of Union Grove filed the paperwork on Wednesday. He says that Voss is blocking fair elections in Wisconsin by not moving to impeach the state's top election administrator, Megan Wolf. In a statement, Voss called the recall a waste of time, resources, and effort. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's state Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step towards a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers beat the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 15th ranked Wisconsin, battled but got the win at Ohio State. The final 71-60, Max Klesman scoring 18 points in the second half. Number 11th ranked Marquette upset at home, losing 69-62 to Butler. The Golden Eagles now have lost 3 of their last 5. College football, after 17 years at Alabama, Nick Saban announces his retirement from coaching. Saban is 72 years old. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday. At 12-5, the Cowboys Cowboys are the best team Green Bay has faced all season. As Jordan Love, they found a way to win against the Chiefs. Is that going to help them this week in Dallas?
So definitely one of the best defenses we've seen all year. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, going back to the Kansas City game, Detroit, I mean, those are two games we played really good defense as well. So just having that mindset, we got to play our best ball. And obviously going into the playoffs, the mindset, you know, be able to take advantage of every play, execute every play, and be able to play at a high level going against them because they do a really good job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on another winter storm system that has the potential to bring snow starting late tonight with over 6 or more inches possible. Also, strong wind gusts from 50 to 55 possible late Friday night. That's going to be a problem as well. Stay tuned for updates. Today, light snow this morning, cloudy, 31 tonight. Snow will start late. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Looks like a Christmas card out there this morning.
It does. You know, that is nice snow.
That's a beautiful snowfall.
That is light snow. It's not heavy. It's a light snow. Just think of the skiers today. God, you're going to love that.
See where
that
Triangle opened up?
They did?
Yeah,
okay,
they
good.
Opened up yesterday.
All right.
This would have been nice for Christmas with all the Christmas lights down here.
Because it's that light snow. It's not heavy, and it's just...
I never got into that Christmas spirit this year. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah,
I didn't.
I was totally into it.
I think that lack of snow and everything did it to me.
I tell you, I think you're right that some people... But, you know, there's a whole bunch of this country that doesn't get snow, period, and they still get into it. I don't know. The lights, the parties, the decorations. But, yeah, snow would have been icy.
I mean, this guy right here, just this amount of
perfect.
Snow.
Oh, yeah.
Because even with the Christmas trees at Schneider across from us, that looks nice.
Schreiber.
Now. The wreath, the what?
Schreiber.
What did I say?
Schneider.
Oh, yeah, Schreiber. The wreaths hanging, you know.
But... It was pretty drive-in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty nice walk.
Nice walk. You walked on your stairs. Your... Huh? Four flights of stairs, and you're here.
Oh, I took the elevator.
Come on. Okay. With the New Year's resolution.
I got my 6,000 steps in yesterday, which is good. Because I hadn't been walking all with this stupid cough. So I'm finally going to the doctor's today to see if he can do something about this cough. It's been, what's the date today?
It's,
10th, 11th?
11th.
11th, and I've had this since December 26th.
Wow, yeah.
That's the day it hit. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a long time to have a cold, isn't it?
It is.
Mine was about 3 weeks before I got.
It was,
Yeah.
This thing's just lingering, huh? These colds.
But I will tell you, and I told you this before, Wayne told me to do the honey with the onions and garlic in it.
Yeah.
In one day.
Cleared you up, huh?
Cleared me up real fast. I mean, I still have it lingering a little bit, but man, the difference was incredible.
I mean, even to just, I mean, you know, you're still going to have, is it a virus? That's a virus, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
So there's no cure for viruses. So it's not like, we create a miracle cure.
Right.
And, but just for the symptoms part, you know, where they say the cough or the sneeze, just get rid of that. Okay. I got the virus, whatever. But then just so you can function normally. Like I can't do my walking the way I want it to. You know what I mean? It just kind of gets in your way of.
All that whole just.
All night long, you're sleeping and you wake up choking and coughing.
Right. And then you're lethargic throughout the day.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. I told you I plowed through a couple, three bottles of NyQuil, and I called my doctor, and I don't know what your doctor's going to tell you today, but he gave me the cough medicine with codeine.
Yeah.
That helps.
I've never had that.
Yeah.
I've never had prescription cough syrup. Maybe I'll get some of that today. I've just been buying over-the-counter stuff, and nothing really worked. It doesn't. You know, maybe a hair, maybe a little bit.
Well, yeah, and I... I would agree with you. I think a lot of it is it's just time, you know, when you want to stay away from people.
But that just seems so long.
Yes. That's a long time, though.
Long time.
20 days, whatever.
So we got a fun day today. We got a lot of big stuff coming. We got Big Wayne in the house. It's been a long time since we have Big Wayne here. Yeah, a couple of months, probably.
Right.
But I think his bees are hibernating now. They've all been put to rest.
So he can get out.
He can get out. Tell me about Maddie Jack. Feast Around the Fox Cities.
Well, this is a great event that's happening around the Fox Cities. And it's, that's going on now. And it's just really 30 days of food, drink. They're like promoting the Fox Cities all on one mobile app. And it's going to be cool to talk about the specials that they have there and what's going on. And, you know, people, you don't, like you and I talked about, I think our spirits are still pretty high because our Packers are in the playoffs. But cities need to do things in January, February.
Yeah, I agree.
Because there's just not
such a doldrums.
So they're doing this pretty cool. Fox Cities, different businesses, different restaurants, one app, and different discounts and promotions. They're going to talk about it. I was just reading about it. But that's cool. And even here, you know, we got the hill opening up, Aaron's Hill over at Titletown. I mean, that's fun to do. The ice skating, it will get going next week. I'm sure we're going to flood the rinks in the park system.
Cool.
Because it's going to be like 5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think we can get that going. So we can get outside and do a little bit more. But I think I'll give them a lot of credit because it's a little quiet now for a while, really until your birthday. I mean, St. Patrick's Day, we have the parade and things kick off. But, you know, Todd sent us that email yesterday, kind of what's going on in our market area in Appleton, Oshkosh, and we got to find more things.
We got a parade?
At St. Patrick's Day.
Is there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, years. When did I start?
I didn't know this. I did not know there was a St. Patrick's Day parade.
I got to be a little bit careful with that. It's kind of different families, right? The Blaneys, the Kelneys.
Oh, the Irish?
They bring their little flags, their family crest.
How did I not know this was going on in Green Bay for 40 years?
And guess who leads it?
Who?
What would you have in an Irish parade? Who would be the...
Patio somebody, I don't know.
No, I'm talking about the music.
Patio furniture.
Patio O'Connor. I don't know. I don't know.
Bagpipes, right?
Right. I got you. I thought you meant an individual.
No. Well, he is. You see him at...
Love bagpipes.
So
I would like to get a bagpipe at my funeral. But I don't know if you're allowed to have that unless you're like military or police or fire or something, isn't it?
I don't know that.
Could I get dispensation?
We might give that to you. There are...
who did I talk to about
there's
that?
A young kid.
Because I told you, I took my blood pressure 16 times yesterday because Dr. Kristen told me to buy a blood pressure machine.
He probably bought the cheapest one there.
$50.
No, it's not.
That's not bad.
No, there's cheaper. It went up to like 100. It goes from... You kind of wonder about that. It's like, should I spend $40 or $100 on something to determine one of the most important things going on in your body? And I went kind of mid. I went mid.
Right.
So if it's like, if it's really, really bad, I don't want to blow an extra $50.
Yeah.
But you just hit the button and then and then it comes up digital.
Well, I've got it. I brought it here because I'm bringing it to the doctors today. I have to go to the doctors in Two Rivers as soon as we leave here today. And Dr. Kristen told me to bring it. And then compare it to like what they have.
Yeah, and I was telling you when you got here, I did that and got
We'll do all of ours here today.
Okay,
but got Big Wayne in the house. We'll do Big Wayne's.
I just want to say,
I don't know,
Johnny,
if it's big enough to fit around those biceps. Though.
I know.
We might need to get an extension.
Johnny got the small. Yeah, but I went into Walgreens or CVS where you put your arm in the thing. You sit there when you're waiting for something, and it was high. I thought, oh my god. So then I bought the machine. And then it was high, and I called my doctor. He goes, those things are junk. He goes, just come in here. And it was, I'm not kidding you, John, like 25 points lower.
Less? All right.
So I don't know. I don't think you should worry just yet. Blood pressure is a serious thing because that can lead to a stroke.
Absolutely.
And so we want to kind of watch that, especially with somebody.
So this thing, Feast Around the Fox City, so is it like food outside of restaurants?
No. I think you go to the restaurants. But they're coming in here, John. They're in.
Well, that's what I mean. All the local restaurants have it.
Right.
Yeah, which is very,
you know how communities do like restaurant weeks and stuff
like
this?
Yeah, we do that here.
This gives you an opportunity for the entire month to visit all these different restaurants in the Fox Cities and go in and you get the pass.
I'll be honest with you. Having lived in the Fox Cities for 2 years, it's the best area I've ever seen for different kinds of restaurants.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
You name a nationality, and there's a couple of restaurants.
Which is cool. Did you see we're getting a Russian restaurant?
No!
Yeah.
Where?
On paper. I don't know.
Green Bay?
Yes.
So what would be on the menu? Vodka and potatoes or
well,
what?
I can't think of a Russian food.
Yeah.
Can you, Todd?
But obviously
no.
Wayne? Wayne has no idea what we're talking about.
Well, we're going to.
Wayne's just sitting there.
But, John,
he says he's a little Russian himself. Wait, you should go
I
in
can
there.
See that.
Go on in there.
Yeah.
Go on
yeah.
in, comrade.
Comrade.
But I do want to say that here on our show, we feature a small business of
yes,
the week.
We'd love to feature small restaurants.
We're going to call those people.
That'd
just
be great.
Find them. The paper's here somewhere. But anyway,
yeah, I
want to
find out
about
this Russian thing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We'll bring that
yet.
Up.
Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne. Wayne, we haven't seen you in a while. It's nice to see you. And we are using...
Wait, I got to be honest with you, Wayne. After that one picture, one of the last pictures I saw on your Facebook, I thought, uh-oh, the end has come for Wayne. Your face was so swollen. It looked like you went 18 rounds with Mike Tyson.
What, the bees got up?
Oh,
way on him?
My goodness. You looked like, was it something about Mary? The movie where the guy, remember his face was all splotched with...
I only remember something in somebody's hair.
Yeah, I know that too.
Yeah.
Well, I was checking my hives and I don't usually wear a veil. Like I do if I have to, but the last one I kind of peeked in there just to kind of see
how they're doing.
And it came right out and got me in the eye. I was like, ooh, that one's going to hurt.
Wow.
Wow.
You'd think you'd develop a friendship. Wouldn't you? I mean, you're so good to them.
I think
you give them a nice home.
Yeah.
But after you were stung, did you kill it?
Well, it dies by itself.
Do they?
Yeah. So once they sting you, they have barbs at the end of their stingers, and then it stays, and then it pulls their guts out.
Wow.
The only one that doesn't die if she won't sting you is the queen, because she doesn't have a barb.
Okay.
And the reason why she has a stinger is when they're hatching, there's multiple queen cells, and the first queen that hatches will go around and kill the other queens. So she has to go and sting the cells.
Wow.
I've been really interested in beekeeping and stuff like that, and especially since Wayne started coming on the show. So I was looking into it. I'm like, oh, I really want to learn this. So I said to Wayne, I want to come out this spring. I want you to show me around. And then he got stung, and I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to come out.
I'd wear one of those things that fencers wear. You know, international fencing competition?
That's what it is. That's what you wear.
Is that pretty much like it? Oh, okay.
See, I've got bee suits. You can come anytime.
No kidding.
We should do a live.
You see, I would.
I would do that.
I would wear one of the things the welders wear. I have no faith in. I don't like bees.
They ain't getting through this.
So we're talking with Big Wayne, of course, from A Farm Acres. Wayne, you know, we've been talking, and like Johnny said, really since December, early December, but mid December, people have been sick.
Yep.
And they said that like this is not only lingers, but like I think it's up 40% from last year, which is significant. And like I think over half the people have some type of
over more than half.
And but honey is kind of a go-to thing.
Well
I've been putting on my oatmeal every morning. It's really good.
Well, okay, just wait. John, every morning. Todd, he's had it once
twice.
In 20 years.
Had it yesterday.
In 20 years.
Twice, okay. Though.
Every morning.
It
sounds
true.
Like you're kind of a...
20, I'd say 30 more. 40.
Anyway, honey, and I've gone through the stuff that you gave us. It's been a little while since we've seen you, but that does, I think, work.
Well, honey, I mean... I'm not a doctor or a nutritionist or anything like that. I'm a beekeeper. Got a movie coming up.
I know, right? The beekeeper, Jason Strahan.
But it's one of those natural remedies where once you're sick, yeah, it's not going to cure you, but it has so many beneficial enzymes in it that you know they recommend 1 teaspoon a day, and it acts as a good cough syrup because it coats your throat.
Right.
But you have to buy raw honey. You can't just go to the store and buy any off the shelf honey.
So. I was doing my we gotta go. We gotta send a break. I'm gonna give you a great recipe for breakfast that I've been having.
All right,
phenomenal. We're gonna have a big day today, folks. Big Wayne's in the house. We got some great guests coming up. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Down your tracks, you could have an airplane flying.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together, we're Mino and the Mayor on The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 WISS, and C at Civic. And you can also download us in the Civic Media app, right, Todd? Say, we are talking with a friend of ours who used to be a regular and then got busy. Just busy as a bee. Ha, ha, ha. We're here.
Could you see him using that at like a campaign speech? He's someplace on the Suamico.
No, I'd have.
He goes, man, I got Wayne here. Boy, he's busy. He's busy as a bee. People would be like, oh,
I'd have that's a good one, man.
I know that was really lame. I've heard it a million times. But, yeah. John, you weren't here. You're out getting coffee.
I thought I'm getting coffee. I'm getting water.
Okay, but that will.
I gave up coffee.
The reason I said that is you'll no longer miss when we come back on the air because that was so stupid. You don't want to hear that again. So you'll
good
hurry
point.
Back.
Good
so
point.
That's why I did it. Anyway, A-Frame Acres, and we didn't even see you at Christmas this year. Thank you for the gifts.
Well, I was
you
next brought, door yep. visiting Christy all the time, and she warned me, do not go down there. There's germs and diseases going.
Yeah, that's honestly, that's the truth.
That's true. We were sick. We were both sick.
Yeah.
I actually missed a few days.
I love this little glass you gave Todd, this Framemaker's bourbon
little
glass.
Little bourbon. You know,
wow.
He's a man of sophistication.
I'm going dry for January.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, he how's it started going? Like 5 days. He started the
5 days. I'm on day five, Jim.
He started the day he had oatmeal.
Oh, God, it'd be nice if somebody's encouraging in this room. Thank God for Todd.
Yeah.
Thanks,
I'm
Todd.
All for it, but it was funny that Wayne kind of took a beat and go, really?
Right. Fine.
Did you see the top three diets of 2023, Mayor? I thought of you.
Well, it can't be Atkins. That thing's way over. Let me guess.
The number one.
Mediterranean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That would be something for you to follow.
But how about that fasting? Was that up there? Because that's so popular.
I think you should give it a couple of weeks.
A fasting?
Yeah.
Well, no, that would.
Boy,
no,
yeah, just a cleanse.
No, it'd be like your wrestling days. I mean, I don't mean you don't eat anything, but I mean, that's how wrestlers used to do it to make weight, right?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, basically fasting.
I don't think that's healthy.
But wasn't it, Wayne? Did you wrestle?
No.
Did you wrestle, Todd?
I didn't, but the fasting that they do now is like you don't eat between 8 p.m. and like noon the next day.
Right.
So there's this.
You don't starve yourself.
No, no.
Well, I don't eat between like 11 and p.m. and 5 in
Boy,
the
you're sleeping? It's the only time.
Food tube.
All right. Who else we got coming on today? Kelsey O'Donnell. Talk a little bit about that. Todd?
O'Donnell and Lorena Tipping coming in this morning from the Brain Center of Green Bay. They're all about making sure that your brain health is good.
I like that. I like that a lot. Wait, did you hear yesterday Bernie Anderson?
Yes, I was listening.
Did you play for Bernie, or did you play against his teams?
No, we never played Michigan Tech when I was. Was any coach at Michigan Tech?
Yeah.
Yeah, we never played them when
you
I was.
You didn't?
No, because the first 2 years we were in an independent league.
Okay.
Which we played like North Dakota State, Butler, Central State, Ohio.
Those were tough teams. Yeah. Those are good teams.
And then they joined the GLIAC, and that's when North Dakota State then went, you know,
big
Division One.
Yeah.
And then. Yeah. So
what years did you play at Northern?
89 to 93.
Okay.
I was talking to someone yesterday afternoon.
Because the head coach at North Dakota State right before that then became the Badgers head coach.
Oh, really?
But only lasted for like 2 years and got canned. Remember that? I can't remember his name. I think they went like 1, and then Barry Alvarez came in. I want to say they went like 1-19.
That's who was recruiting me for the Badgers, because then it was me and then another guy, and then he ended up playing, but then he left in 90, I think it was his last year, and then Barry came in. Right?
Okay. Yes, because Barry replaced this guy. Right. His name I can't remember. He's like the worst coach in Badger history.
Yeah.
But he had been the head coach at North Dakota State. Yeah.
Probably a good thing they didn't recruit me.
Well, that's the thing, though. That's one of the things I heard from some people. He was still bringing in the guys that recruited for North Dakota State. He was bringing them into Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, instead of playing against Northern Michigan, they're playing against Ohio State.
Yeah.
And it's like, didn't quite fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But the coach would, someone talked to me yesterday afternoon. I ran into somebody and they're like, oh, that was a great show with the coach. They thought he was in studio, but he wasn't. He was on the phone. But pretty cool what he said about the Packer coach, and that he saw that years ago, his leadership qualities and his understanding, not just, the guy played quarterback, but of the game. Which, that's what these guys need to do, is see the whole field, And I just thought that was pretty cool that he saw that, 15 years? When did he play for that?
Who's that?
Well, the Packer, when did...
LaFleur?
When did LaFleur play for the coach we had on yesterday?
He didn't play for him. He coached with him.
When did he coach with him, though? Well, that was 15 years ago, right?
Yeah, probably. When did Bernie coach at Northern? Probably 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'd say that.
So anyway, and my point is, he's 15 years ago, he saw that leadership quality. He's not at all surprised that LaFleur is coaching, the most sought-after franchise in the NFL. So
he's very confident, not cocky to the point
confident. Yeah, right. That's why the Packers are doing what they're doing, because he has the ability to rally. You have all these young men that you, when you join that energy in one, then they're playing out of their minds. Yeah. Where sometimes if they're all playing individually, then doesn't matter.
I was reading yesterday, and I don't follow football nearly as close as Mino, but I read the sportscasters that predict things. One guy said, I like our chances.
I do too.
Do you?
I'm worried about our kicker, because I think it's going to be a close game and it could come down to a kick, and I have zero confidence in him right now, to be honest with you. I mean, he's got all the talent in the world.
This is the worst job on the team.
It is the worst job on the team, but I feel like there's something weird with the timing between the snapper and the holder and the kicker. Something seems off, doesn't it? Every kick, you kind of hold your breath a little bit. Like what's his name? Was really in his prime with the Packers. Mason Crosby.
Marco.
And they had for years, they had the same center and the same holder. And it was just flawless. Bing, bing, bing. Now it just seems that little bit, the snap might be high, and then it throws the timing off, and then everything goes.
It's mental.
It is, too. And once it gets in your head, you try too hard. It's like golf or some other sport. The harder you try, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
Need a break. Anyway, the coach that was on yesterday, I just thought that was really cool when we were talking about how, leaders, are they born, are they made? It's a combination of both, but you are born a little bit, with some leadership qualities. And so
he was a son of a coach.
Right. I think that's
a big part.
You know what? He said that three, four times in the interview that.
Yeah.
Son of a coach. So you grew up with that around the kitchen table,
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they think you talk about, a 24-year-old guy going in coaching. That's tough, because then you're the age of the players.
Absolutely.
And they're like looking at you like, what are you? You're one of us.
Well, I remember talking to a coach or a guy that had played at St. Norbert. This is way back, but St. Norbert, it used to be really cool. All their assistant coaches for football, or most of them, were like, volunteers, guys that had coached for years, and they're retired, and they all come, that's those smaller budget schools, you had to do that. Well, a bunch of them were like World War II veterans, and this is going back, when I first started here, mid-80s, and he talked to them, and like one of the guys said, we had this one coach, and he came to us, he said, let me tell you something, you're be in your rooms at night, and your lights better be out at 10 o'clock, and one of the guys said, coach, I'm going to tell you something, I just came back from killing guys, I'm going to go to bed whenever the bleep I want. And it's like that era of guys where it's like, and these young coaches just out of college trying to tell these war veterans, you got to get to bed. Yeah. Didn't work out so good. Big Wayne's in the house here. We got a lot of fun stuff coming on here on Mino and the Mayor. Stay with us. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Governor Ron DeSantis and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley squared off on CNN in the final debate ahead of the Iowa caucuses. A major topic, the man who was not there, the Republican frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. DeSantis highlighted Trump's legal battles.
Donald Trump's going to lose that appeal. He's going to end up going to trial in front of a stacked left-wing D.C. jury of all Democrats. What are the odds that he's going to get through that? And that's even talking about the validity of the charges.
Closing argument set for today in the civil fraud trial in New York against Trump's businesses. The UN's International Court of Justice hearing arguments in a case filed by South Africa that accuses Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians. Israel will present its defense tomorrow. A 66-year-old man was killed and three others were hurt in an avalanche at the Palisades Tahoe Ski Resort in California. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State health officials are urging pregnant women to get vaccinated after 580 children in Wisconsin age 2 and younger have landed in the hospital with RSV. Three of them died. New RSV vaccines are also recommended for adults 60 and older. They can be had at clinics and pharmacies. Doctors are urging people to get shots for flu and COVID, too. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
We are keeping an eye on another winter storm system that has the potential to bring snow starting late tonight with over 6 or more inches possible. Also, strong wind gusts from 50 to 55 possible late Friday night. That's going to be a problem as well. Stay tuned for updates. Today, light snow this morning, cloudy, 31 tonight. Snow will start late. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back here on a nice snowy... Is it Thursday or Wednesday today? Thursday. How's the ride in from Swamakoa?
Just gotta, you know, be careful. Go slow.
They're a little slippery?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Is that nice, fluffy snow out there, though, huh?
It's kind of glazy when it hits the road. Because the road is cold from last night. So you can see it, like, it's slippery.
You know, that's the way it was when I was coming back from the deer camp in the UP that night that the Packers were playing.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Remember how slippery the roads were that night?
Right.
And you're right. As soon as we hit Brown County, it was like, it was slippery.
I mean, it's not bad. I mean,
but it was right in that area, that Swamico area, where it was bad. It was the worst stretch right around Swamico.
Yeah, you just have to have a mentality of, I'm just going to take it easy.
Be safe.
You know, you get the guys that are like all hot headed.
I know.
You know.
I know.
That's what it's going to get you.
I know.
It's that, or it's those semis throw off a lot of snow.
There
should be laws about the guards around those tires. I mean, they throw off a lot of water, and, you know, when they pass you, especially with this light snow, I mean, they can have a whiteout for not a long time.
No,
but, you
know, no
six,
kidding.
7 seconds, and it's like, holy mackerel, I can't see anything. So, but whatever, I'm glad you're here. And it's at 28 degrees, or what is it, 26 out there?
26.
You know.
26, 28, 28, Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh.
Right, so four or five more degrees and this stuff all be gone. So.
Yes. National Hot Toddy Day. I've never really had a hot toddy. I mean, I've never like making
well,
a hot toddy.
Because you had Fireball and you heated it up.
Oh,
that would be a hot
toddy,
right?
Yeah, heated Fireball would be
that
a hot toddy.
That sounds good.
It was.
With a little honey in it?
Yes, it was. That's exactly what it was, Wade.
Well, that was
it. Fireball and honey, and I heated up for about 20 seconds in the microwave.
Wasn't
that? That clears your sinuses.
That's the
I'll
old elixir of you know, the yesteryear.
My mom, brandy, honey, a little bit of lemon, and that was the main thing. Yeah.
Some people put a little cayenne in there sometimes for a little heat.
Cayenne pepper?
Yep.
Oh, that's a good idea. Wow. Well, I've got my Vietnamese
cayenne stuff. That stuff is good.
That stuff is good.
I can see a Mino back there. I'm sick. I'm really sick. Can I have
Johnny,
some of that?
Let me get you a nice hot brandy.
Let me take a drink, please. <When's 11? laughs> That's why.
Yeah. So anyway, big stuff taking place around the area this week, this weekend, Packer game, of course. And like I said, this is a great time to be in Green Bay. You know, normally you think about how terrible the winters are. This winter's been nothing. We have barely had a winter. But I say what you want about the Packers, but when you're in Green Bay or in Wisconsin, wherever you are, when you still have something like that to look forward to, I mean, there's all these 32 teams in the NFL, and you only got a handful still left. I guarantee you, in as great of a place as Jacksonville, Florida might be, or, you know, some of these other cities, man, they don't have an NFL playoff game coming their way, and we do. We got to appreciate that sometime.
Was it when the Chiefs were in town, I was trying to promote our...
Who owns the Chiefs? Owns. What movie, Jim?
I don't know.
Slapshot.
The only event in Green Bay you could do this, I put all my beekeeper, everything on, my veil and everything, and I was promoting our upcoming bee class, so I was walking around in the snow as a beekeeper.
Were you really? Okay.
And I didn't know the beekeeping movie was coming out. People thought
I was
like
promoting the movie.
Thanks for doing that.
I could see you being a Jason Strahan guy. Isn't that what it is, the actor Jason Strahan?
I think so, yeah.
I could see you being that guy. So as soon as I saw that first promo, it's like, oh my God, you got to do some kind of a takeoff on your Facebook on the beekeeper.
Yeah.
Because you do great videos on your Facebook. Do you produce those yourself?
Yeah.
Those are fantastic.
Phone. Yeah.
Those are awesome.
So you're not wearing your outfit, but you do have an event coming up.
Yeah, we have. So right now, everybody.
By the way, you're dressed in layers today. That's nice.
This is typical UP outfit.
I know.
Because, you know, it's like you're in and out all day.
I know.
And as a salesperson.
Thin layer.
Nobody wants you coming in their office with a big old parka jacket.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to be like, oh, this guy's going to stay a while. I got to ask him if
absolutely.
He wants a jacket. So this is what I wear. In and
I like
out
it.
All day.
Yeah. I like
I'm
it.
I'm sweating right now, but sorry.
That's all right. Just because you're around us, right?
But yeah, right now we have everybody, you know, with beekeeping, you know, the bees are doing their thing in the hive. They're just keeping themselves warm. But beekeepers in general, this is the time where you can start, things are starting to rev up. So this is the education time of the year. So at Brown County Beekeepers, we're putting on a beekeeping class at the Energy Center across at NWTC. So you had to sign up beforehand, but it's going to be fun. We teach the new beekeepers from start to finish how to install your hives, bee biology. I'm going to teach the overwintering part of it and everything.
So if somebody says, you know, I've always been fascinated by that, I always wanted to do that, what would be the first thing? Does it take a lot of money to get into something like this?
I would say $800 to $1,000.
Well, that's not bad.
Because you have to buy the hive, and you'd want to buy two hives, and then you got to buy the outfit and the bees and everything. But definitely, you don't want to just, it's not something you just want to do because you're going to kill the bees right away.
Yeah.
But you want to take a class or join a club, you know, do a lot of education prior. And if you haven't done that yet, it's probably too late, because now's the time you have to start ordering your bees, because they're gonna be the bees that we get up here come from Florida and California out in the almond fields, and when they come back, they split them, and then that's what gets sold to the hobbyist beekeepers.
We got a thing here, a text. What was Wayne's recipe for the onion and honey for a cold again, please?
Oh, what I do is just take a little like half pint jar, fill it 3/4 with honey. And then take like a whole bulb of garlic, which generally has like, you know, if it's a jumbo size, it's 4 to 6 cloves, peel them. And you can even just kind of crack them a little bit just to break the shell. And then just...
Don't they make something to crunch up garlic? Isn't there some kind of a tool?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't want to totally crush it,
because
you want to keep the cloves whole. But if you kind of compress it, it kind of opens them up a little bit. Gotcha. And then just put it in the honey and let it sit for a week or two. And then... honey takes on whatever.
Your cold to be gone.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, though. You said onion. Is it garlic or onion?
It's garlic.
Oh, you said it wrong.
Yeah.
I used onion and garlic.
Oh, you give onion. Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
gotcha. Johnny, it was your friend who sat right there that told us about the onion. The guy with the farm.
Yeah.
He's the one who told us about
the onion?
Onion and honey, right, Todd?
Onion, garlic, and honey.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You can put a little red pepper in there too.
Yep.
Okay. And then what do you do now?
And then just let it sit for a week or two, and then that honey will
in
take
the fridge
on,
or just on the counter.
No,
or
don't
just,
put it in the fridge.
Don't put it in the fridge.
Yeah, just on the counter, because when you put that stuff in the honey, it's not going to go bad, because honey doesn't have enough moisture for bacteria to build up. So you can just keep it on your counter, and then the honey will take on the flavors and all the beneficial enzymes and everything that has the properties.
And then you drink it.
Just like a spoonful.
Okay.
Just like cough syrup.
All right.
So
very good.
We'll make that like in November.
Yeah.
Just, I mean,
you should always
now.
Have it.
We should have some just sitting around here.
Exactly. That's what he's saying.
Because you can use it for grilling.
That'd be a good thing to have sitting around here. Just keep it in the kitchen counter here.
I will do that.
Okay. A jar of it.
How long will that last, Wayne?
Oh, it'll last forever. It will crystallize, but that's all right.
Yeah. All right. Honey never spoils, right?
No, because what happens is the bees will render it down. It's like making maple syrup. The bees are doing the work for you. So they get the water content down on.
I read 2%. I used to be a big National Geographic guy. I was proud of being in the National Geographic Society. But anyway, and I still remember this where they
found. I looked at those.
Huh?
What's that? When you're a kid. When you're a kid.
Just I don't know. Anybody from Africa?
Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
They found in a tomb, wasn't King Tut, but one of those kind of tombs, and they found jars of honey.
Oh, yeah.
And there was still stuff in there.
It will taste like crap.
Well, no, but there was still it didn't like all evaporate or didn't, but there were still jars of honey in a tomb from like 5,000 years ago.
Well, I mean, honey was a huge, honey, salt, you know, those were huge because that was, you used it for trading.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had those two ingredients, you know, you needed salt. That was
I remember one time, another thing, for who was it? A player, NFL player. For energy before a game, he would take shots of honey.
For sure.
Yeah,
because it's like
for
sugar
energy.
But yet it's more sustained. That's the that's the benefit of honey. It's still high in calories, but it's not going to spike your insulin levels as high as you just raw sugar where just your body uses
I remember
it.
Telling my mom that. It's like, "Mom, you got to buy honey." I'm like, this one player I read about takes 3 teaspoons of honey before each game to give them energy. She goes, you would have to run to the bathroom. So well, I was like, oh, mom knows best. I better not do this.
We were drinking Jolt on the bus.
Oh, I remember Jolt. Absolutely. Rip fuel.
So, all right. So Big Wayne from A-Frame Makers. Wayne, you talked about people. That's a growing industry. People are getting into bees.
It's huge. It is. There's even that movie coming out called The Beekeeper.
Right, right,
and
right.
It's not about beekeeping. Although he is a beekeeper in the movie, but it's big action. But it's like, this has become like a real trendy thing.
Well, right. what's nice is it's finally people are becoming aware of it. Like anything, though, I just read a statistic in a American Bee Journal, 80% of new beekeepers quit by year 3.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's not a fad because it's not sustainable right now. And what I mean by that is if you have to be very, very attentive to your bees to get them through winter, because honeybees aren't native to North America. We brought them over
from Africa,
from Europe.
Oh, okay.
They're Western honeybees. So they haven't been here long enough to adapt to all the pests. And so right now, the biggest issue that we're having, which like when my dad did it when I was younger, it was an issue of varroa mites. And they come into the hives. And you have to control them, otherwise they spread diseases. And if they're diseased going into winter, they get sick. And most beekeepers aren't going to learn enough to solve those issues.
Gotcha.
So then your bees die, and now every year you have to buy another 200.
See guys with it's like a little teapot with smoke coming out of it. Yeah. What's that?
That's one of your most important tools for inspecting hives. It's called a smoker.
Okay.
And you burn like really cold fuel, like pine needles, natural things. And when you smoke the bees, it calms them because what happens is it covers up. So when you go into a hive, and the reason why sometimes I can work hives without anything on, I don't recommend it, and I'm not trying to be the bee whisperer, but when you work them long enough, you know the temperament of your bees at that moment. And if you move slow enough, you know, they don't come
get
at you.
Agitated.
But once they do get agitated, what they do is they lift up their tails and their nasenoff gland, and they put out this hormone or this pheromone scent, and that alarms the hive. And then the hive actually, you can hear it like wind up. And that's when you smoke them, and it covers that scent. And then it calms them back down again.
Isn't nature amazing, though? I mean, seriously, isn't it unbelievable what nature does? You know, we think we're so smart.
Yeah,
we do whatever, and we can, you know, build a birdhouse and run a computer. It's amazing what nature does for itself. It's mind-boggling.
With that said, Johnny, I would leave it to nature. But, Wayne, you're...
What does that mean?
I wouldn't get into this, but I want to talk about those who want to.
Yeah.
And that even if it is a 3-year, 80% of the people drop out, that's a 3-year fun learning experience.
For sure.
But here, I want to ask you about ordinances. Remember when chickens were a big deal? And I think
they're still a big deal.
Well, but
in their backyard, eggs and stuff.
And they had to go to city council, though, to get.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that, you guys? That was not long ago.
Oh, yeah. Eight years ago? I had to get a permit.
Okay. Do we need permits to raise bees?
I don't think in Brown County, but there are stipulations. So, like for instance, they have to be, I think, 10 feet, 20 feet off the perimeter of your property. So if you don't have a big enough yard for that, then you can't have them.
Sure.
So you don't need that actual light, like a sign off license like chickens do, but they are, you know, you can't have them in your front yard. You know, you have to have a big enough area. It's one of those things that as long as you're responsible and you don't get complaints, then you're okay. But as soon as your neighbor goes, his bees are swarming and they're in my awnings all the time, then of course, you know,
yeah.
then you're going to come.
Hey, speaking of the chicken thing, I had a buddy that did it in his yard in Howard.
Well,
okay. And he'd come home and there'd be chickens with their heads gone.
Oh, no.
What kind of a predator? The whole thing would be gone. It's not like something was carried away, but their heads would just be cut off.
That was the angry neighbor.
Maybe. What would be doing that?
I don't know. I'm sure there's different, like, it could be, like, I don't know what raccoons do to them or something. I don't know.
Okay.
We have weasels and
but why wouldn't they eat the whole? Oh, by the way, you know what I saw in the UP when I was at deer camp that I had never seen? I didn't even know existed. A fisher.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a fisher
before? Oh, they're nasty. They're a weasel, basically.
They are the
nasty. It's like a mink.
They are the nastiest looking things, aren't they?
Yeah, they're that would cause havoc in your chickens.
One of my guys, the neighbors there at the camp, he said if those things were bigger, You wouldn't walk through the woods without a gun.
Well, they'd be a Wolverine then.
They'd be a Wolverine.
Yeah, basically.
Well, and the thing is, they're a badger. That'd be a good fight between a badger and a fisher. Yeah. Would you put your money on?
Badger.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. How about a badger and a Wolverine?
Wolverine.
Oh, man.
This is a fun game.
I would love to mix animals against each other. I know I got a weird chromosome about that. We're going to take a quick break. Big win in the house.
I think that's against the law.
All right, back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Back, Mino the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM, WISS at 98.3, KISS, or no, not KISS.
No?
98.3. Oh, by the way, I will say one thing about them, though. You know who we're going to have as a guest one day, because I talked to her as soon as she gets clearance?
Who's that?
So she gets clearance from Clarence? What movie's that?
Airplane. John. Okay.
So anyway.
Now that I saw, that is a funny movie.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I would have gotten that after.
Katie and Nick.
Really?
Yeah. She texted me yesterday. She says, as soon as they get clearance, they want to come on this
that's
show.
That's like the drama. Of
I know,
Green Bay right?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. All the years I've been in media, I've never seen anything so bizarre. Yeah. As Todd, you and I have both been in the radio world for 100 years. Have you ever seen anything like what's going on right now in local radio?
No, and you and I started this discussion back in October when we found out Murphy was leaving, right? And then just, it's like somebody took all the pieces of the puzzle and threw it in the air.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that.
New guy's leaving.
He's gone too.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything. And the thing is, there was so much stability. I mean, it had been, you know, same guys at IXX for years. I mean, interchangeable, some of them, but, you know, Murph was there 32 years. You know, the guys at APL there, 30 years, you know, these different stations, guys just stay. And now out of the blue, just, wow.
Well, you know what? Crazy. People are just going to have to start listening to WGBW.
Mino and the Mayor. We're going to be here for 30 years. Right. Now.
I heard Jim had an announcement to make this morning. Jim,
are
you leaving us or what?
What?
You're going to be the new morning guy. And now, coming up next on what do we play? Okay, now we got Beyonce.
Who's that?
Okay, yeah. Okay, I heard she's going to be a good one.
Here's Doja Cat.
Hey, if you brought Nick back in, you could have the band back together.
I know, we could bring the band back together. Absolutely. By the way, this segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. They're a great, great organization. If you've got water in your basement, excuse me, if your sewer backs up, sump pump failure, water damage from your hot water heater, they will help fix that like you can't believe. They'll fix the problems that you have from those issues. Water damage, fire damage, whatever it is, these people will come there and they'll take care of it. And you know what? It's not going to be like those guys that sometimes call somebody to your house like, I'm here, where is it? It's like, well, it's in our basement. I go, all right. You know what I mean?
And if you have an alligator problem, I think he takes care of that too, doesn't he?
Yes. Absolutely.
I got an alligator in my basement. Okay, I'm here.
Hey, they do. They respond. You've seen these guys.
Yeah.
They would take care of your...
I saw them. I saw the picture you posted.
Ryan and Coyne will take care of you. You got an... And I'm not even joking about this. You got an alligator problem in your basement. These guys will take care of it. That is not even a question.
Or if you need someone beat up, you'll call him.
That alligator will leave on its own. They'll walk down the stairs, and they'll be like, you or me, big boy. Yeah. And that alligator is stubby little arms.
He'll be running.
You're like, excuse me, he's running up the stairs. That is not a lie. Either that or you become a pair of boots, buddy.
Hey, my neighbor, speaking of that, my neighbor.
Wait. One thing. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Coyne, Ryan, the entire gang. Midwest Restoration, can't say enough good things about them. Phone number, 920-MIDWEST. All you got to know, 920-MIDWEST. You give them a call, you will not be sorry that you did.
My neighbor's father is one of the founders of the Green Bay Wildlife Sanctuary.
Oh, cool.
And he would have alligators in his basement.
Oh, yeah. Well, my buddy Bud DeYoung up in Wallace, Michigan. I remember I took Dom to the to there one time when he was real little. He was like 4 years old. And he's like, Dad, I have to go to the bathroom. I said, okay, Bob. He said, oh, John, just use mine. So I said, okay. So I kind of go in there with him. And he goes, Dad, look! In the bathtub was an alligator. Just sitting there in the He said, oh, yeah, don't worry about him. He's young. I just keep him in there. But it's just kind of a strange feeling.
Oh, peeing is that the zoo up in Stevens? Yeah.
Yeah, but he'd keep animals in his his house. Same thing. Yeah. They actually slept with a baby grizzly bear that's now like 1,000 pounds. Yes. Got this one. Another thing. Listeners want to know where Wayne's shop and ours, what his hours are.
So I don't have an actual store. So like many hobbyist beekeepers, I just sell it. In the summertime, out of my driveway, I have a self-serve honey stand.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can pick up anytime and just go to my Facebook page, A-Frame Acres.
A-Frame Acres.
Yep, and then that's where I have all the videos of how I keep the bees and everything, and then you can contact me and then pick up honey. So I don't have
fantastic.
An actual storefront.
But you can have, you could say, hey, could I come there at 2 o'clock on Tuesday? And you're like, absolutely.
I'm a bootlegger, so whatever.
But you distribute here.
Careful, like I said, my grandma went to prison for that, so.
But you distribute right here, right?
No, I don't.
At Christie's place?
Nope. No.
Stuff she was showing?
Well, you had samples in there.
Well, that was just samples. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that display looked like.
So for hobbyists, how it works is for hobby beekeepers, you can sell, as long as it's your honey, you can sell it to the end user. So I can't sell it to restaurants or businesses
retail
unless
stuff,
I have a license.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Which I'm headed that way. So, whenever.
Right. Let me ask you another thing in regards to honey. So, okay, did I put it on my? I'm gonna show you a picture here. I'm gonna show you a picture. These guys could, and just brace yourself.
It was great radio.
I was just say brace yourself because it's gonna be all insults here from these people. Okay, so this was my breakfast.
Ooh, delicious.
I know, right?
Yes.
So do you see the honey that I have draped around it on the bananas
just
and everything?
Goozing on it.
I know. So is that better than putting sugar on your cereal?
Like I said, because sugar your body just uses immediately, and if it doesn't need it, then that's spikes insulin, your body stores it as fat, where honey your body uses much more slowly, and then you have the beneficial enzymes, so it's still high calorie and it'll still spike your insulin, but the key is, like you did, is you're eating it with oatmeal, which is high fiber, so that fiber slows the digestive process down. And that's the difference. Most of your diets, like a vegan, the Mediterranean, all these diets, the key is to eat high fiber foods, which generally is your vegetables and your grains, because that's the key not to spike your insulin. That's what people forget. You can eat anything you want, but the key for me, like when I did my shows, is I still had to get my fiber in, and then that's the hang up. You can't just eat Pop-Tarts because you're not getting any fiber. But, as long as you're getting fiber from good cereals and breads and things like that.
You know what I had one time that you'd like this, Jim? It was grilled salmon with a honey thing on top of it. Have you had that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You have a meal like that with, say, asparagus or a salad. That's a perfect meal. Very satisfying. You just have to put meals like that together back to back to back to back.
There you go.
But with the Packer game coming up, we have to dispense some of that healthy stuff.
Yeah,
and get back.
You have the people over?
No, I'm not. I'm.
Well, I'll just sit in my apartment and watch myself again.
Let me tell you why.
Don't worry about me.
No, the reason I'm kind of into the game. Mm. I don't want to entertain.
I don't know. I don't know much about football, so I guess I don't blame you. Yeah,
well, you would be commenting on everything. And I just like I just want to watch the game. My wife said, "Did you watch the Bears game? You see the owner, or not the owner, the GM?
Yeah,
he's sitting in the
by himself.
By himself.
I thought that too, because those are the boxes where that would be almost like right next to where I used to have my veterans.
Exactly. Right. I know where that is.
And it was always full of people entertaining.
Nobody
by himself. Yep. I've never seen that before.
Yeah. Well, I think Jerry Jones.
We got to set a break.
Okay.
Back after this.
Keep your hands to yourself.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.